enemy. You're keeping us alive now. You forget about that one. And you keep them coming in. You're doing well, son.
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
I want to make it clear that the views expressed by our hosts are not considered the official stance of MBR Views. Remember.
What's going on, Earthlings? welcome in to Conspiracy Fridays with Donald and Brian. This is a brand new show, and we're here to talk about conspiracy theories and all the fun things with them. Tonight in particular is going to be a great one to start off the show and start off our first episode. We're new aliens. What's up, Donald?
Yeah. I'm not a man. You know, I was just wondering if some of those guys that I seen in the intro, if I know them, man, from like my childhood.
Right? But hey, man, so let's talk a little bit about aliens. So what do aliens mean to you, man? And when did you kind of start getting interested in the alien world?
So, you know, I've always been a fan of conspiracy theories and just the thought process of how people go, right? And I never really took a lot of them serious because a lot of them's kind of crazy. But aliens and ghosts and stuff like that, you know, I lean on the fence of believing. And then all of a sudden we come out of COVID, man, and like the conspiracy theorists hit a home run. They're like, shit, damn right, we are correct. We finally got one, you know? And right. So now I'm like, well, shit. So I started going down this rabbit hole, I don't know, a couple months ago. And there's a lot of shit that does add up in this.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I want you guys to all know that this show is not going to be primarily all on aliens. The way we're going to do this is we're going to volleyball back and forth between Donald and I. I chose alien as the first topic, and then he's going to choose the next topic. And I think we're going to be talking about ghosts. On our next episode. So, hey, we're going to cover and we're going to hit it strong right off rip. But let's go ahead and gotta love it. Got to love it. So we are not alone. You know what I mean? And let me tell you what, man, for whatever reason, weird stuff has been happening around the house lately. And, you know, I'm like, man, is it because I started talking about aliens? These dudes are like, hey, what, you guys going to talk about us? All right. The volume on the TV, man, the remote is literally up there by the TV. Just starts going all the way down. My wife gets up, goes, puts it back up. We're watching for a little bit longer. All of a sudden, it goes back down again. And then this next time, it won't let us go. And it's funny. They're talking about aliens on TV. I am not even kidding. I'm like, bro, who's queuing this shit? Like, you know, who's queuing in on this stuff right now?
Fucking ET.
Welcome in. Welcome in, everybody. I really appreciate it. Each and every one of you guys tuning in. You guys are more than welcome to chime in and, you know, tell us how you feel about aliens as well. And we'll go ahead and kick off the show and get it going. But anyways, we'll talk more about kind of how aliens struck me too. You know, I think as a kid growing up, you know, with all the movies that were out there and stuff like that, man, you know, like Aliens, the original Aliens, all those kind of things really captured us. And, you know, I think at that point in time is where I at first were like, oh, man, you know, and it's at that point, too, where you start to think, is it because people have drawn this whole, you know, illusion up of what an alien is, or is it people have had really seen these and this is the encounters and this is, you know, what we've gotten from it, you know?
You know, my opinion on it is I think people have seen things that they don't understand and they don't know. And I remember, you know, when drones were first start coming out and people were like, oh, that was just a drone. Somebody's playing a joke. It's a hoax. Right. And now when you start seeing things like, and I hate to say it like this, but when you start seeing hearings and government officials talking about it, now it holds some water.
Right.
You know, coming from the same people that everybody complains about, but now that they're talking about it, it holds some water. And for me, you know, it's not that what they're saying holds some water, but it's brought out some really strong evidence. And there's people now that have clout, you know, their stories aren't just, I seen a green man run across the screen. You know, these are people that are working on projects by the government.
Right.
And that's where I'm saying, oh, you know, okay. Because I do believe that there's a deep state. I do believe that there's programs out there. I mean, we are always trying to advance technology, you know, and it may not be what people think it is, you know, but let's just take a scenario, right? Let's say there's two scenarios. There's one like it's not aliens. They're technology that we have created, and we just don't want nobody to know about it because of national defense. You know, I mean, if you could come up with a way to manipulate gravity to move and then have a proportion system that doesn't have any kind of heat signature or anything, then you would, I mean, what war could you not win? And so that's one scenario. So let's say scenario two is similar. Let's say what we're seeing is the same thing, but from another country. Well, to me, that's a bad scenario. What if it's aliens and nobody's telling us? Okay, well, and that could be another bad scenario. So, you know, it is important that we at least investigate to find out where the truth lies. And I think it's important.
So, you know, I think, you know, I'm gonna play a little bit of the devil advocate here on terms of the more of the conspiracy side of it. You know, you got to ask yourself a question. Is it that we have been conditioned all these years? Hey, this is what it looks like. You know, here's what they look like, you know, or things like that. So I'm going to actually, as I talk about, here's some of the aliens that we've come up with in our own thoughts and in our own minds. Now, and you see, like, that's how we have portrayed them, you know, through screen time. And you see every single one of them has a lot of things in common. It's kind of like the big black, you know, dark eyes. And you know, they're either green or like a pale white, but they're just, you know, there's no body organs or, you know, functions to them. They're just, you know, pure. So, I mean, I think that it's hard to say, like, you know, have we been so conditioned in our life to think about this? And now we're starting to reach a level of technology to where they could really replicate this more than ever, you know, and with just the drones that they got going now. You know, I actually just watched a show, and they had a whole thing that they did. There have been logged in to having at least 23 different types of aliens. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. You know, I'm playing more of the conspiracy side of it right now in saying that, you know, is there a part of us that have been conditioned so much that there's a bigger picture of to why they want us to think this? You know, I don't know. You know, is there something like they want to blame this on something eventually? Like, well, that was an alien attack. That's why that happened, you know, or I mean, who knows? But it's hard to say.
Well, you know, so let's talk a little bit about a couple things that has changed recently, right? If you go back and you read all the people's eyewitness accounts, right? They usually come up with, I seen an alien, I did this, I was abducted, yada, 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 right? Well, now that we're getting in the government's getting involved, that's all gone. Every person that has testified, not one person has ever said that they seen an alien. They only talk about the technology, the equipment, right? And if you start looking at where all the sightings, the majority of the sightings that the Air Force has found, they happen around specific military installations, right? So I was listening to a show, and you know, their thought was, what if we are just an experiment? What if like we throw a grasshopper in a pile of ants and just watch to see what happens, right? It's just like amusing. We're just there to watch. Well, maybe they're just there watching us, right? And then they seen us drop a bomb on Japan, and they're like, oh, okay, now the ants have got fucking fireworks. Now we're going to have to pay a little bit more attention. And maybe they're just there making sure that we don't go crazy and start blowing everything up, you know? But when you look at the technology that we have, and they have sightings, but nothing shows up on radar, and then all of a sudden they upgrade the aircraft's radar systems, and now they're spotting it. I mean, they literally watched something go, and they describe it as a tic-tac, but it literally went from like 50,000 feet to 50 feet in like a second.
I got the actual, we'll be actually watching the video on all that. And it does talk about that part. Yeah, the actual pilot is on here. So that is some good footage that we're going to be able to see. We're going to see firsthand what happened at the hearing and stuff like that here up shortly. But yeah, man, I mean, there's a lot of accounts. He's not the only pilot. There's a lot out there that are starting to come out more and more. You know, I think it is crazy how much more our government is acknowledging it. Here, check this out, guys. Check out how much they are acknowledging. This is an actual agency that is done through the government.
Thank you. The National Security Agency defends our country and secures the nation's critical systems. We accomplish this through our signals intelligence, SIGINT, and cybersecurity missions. Let's talk about SIGINT, a mission that is unique to NSA. A signal is information that is transmitted by electronic systems. NSA collects signals from our foreign adversaries. Often, this information is protected by complex codes and other security measures. NSA's job is to decipher and translate the information into meaningful intelligence. Our nation's policymakers and military forces rely on SIGINT to understand our adversaries' capabilities, plans, and intent. To ensure mission success, NSA needs dedicated code makers and code breakers who are looking for challenging work and a chance to do something meaningful. Visit intelligencecareers.gov/NSA to learn more.
Sorry if you guys couldn't really see that, if it was kind of smaller. It's just the way that we downloaded it. But you can see that's called the NSA.gov. It's a whole thing that they totally are actually even looking for people to come out and start working. I mean, so this is getting to be a lot more acknowledged than it ever has in the history.
Well, you know, the whole Whistleblower Act that they, you know, they put into law about if you work for a company or and you were put on a project, right? We're starting to see a lot of these people come out, and we're seeing that a lot of them don't know what they're working on. A lot of them are being hired to re-engineer something that was given to them. And the areas are so compartmentalized that, you know, two offices down, you have no idea what they're working on, you know, and you go two more aisles down, those guys don't have no idea what anybody else is working on, and nobody's allowed to talk due to threats and documents that they've signed and everything else. So, you know, they all just hang out and not talk about their work, and they're just re-engineering alien shit that, you know, they know it has to be something like that, but they don't know what it is because they've never seen any of this type of stuff, you know? And there's a lot of scientists that are now coming forward and being like, I think I might've been one of those guys.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, that's the other thing. The problem is with the way everything works in the world today is that you got so many people that are fakers that do things right, that make things look fake. So then, you know, then after a while you see like 50 fake things. And, you know, after a while you start to question a lot of things that you see out on the World Wide Web now, especially now, you know, yeah. And especially how well technology is and the things that you can do. So it's hard because you really freaking, gotta, you know, make sure you sift through it. They convolute things so much, you know, and with that kind of stuff, we'll put fake stories out there for you guys to think that this is fake. You know, enough of the fake can get you to believe it's fake. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there was I seen on a Joe Rogan show, right? Joe Rogan goes deep into these conversations, and he had a former doctor. He was a surgeon, right? He gave up his practice to try to get people to open up and understand there is money being spent that we're not even tracking. There's a whole nother department out there that the president doesn't even know about.
Right.
And nobody is governing it, and they're untouchable. And the thing that really got to me was all the people he's talked to and everything, they go through a huge vetting process to see if they can rule somebody out before they even talk to him. And he said he's got literally 2 terabytes of data that he's got hidden in different multiple places in case something happens to one. There's backups and stuff like that. And he's talked with the last 3 presidents and briefed the last 3 presidents on starting from Trump. I don't know if he's done Biden, but, you know, and all of them are like, holy shit. And he said the only one that started to dig into this was Clinton. And after a while, Clinton got pushed back and it just went away. So there's definitely something. I don't care. I care less about what it is. There is something out there. There is things that are being hid.
Well, I think it's it's got to be crazy for us to think that the universe just ends somewhere. You know what I mean? There's probably other solar systems out there, bro, that are like a completely other solar system of life. And who's to know? I mean, we don't have the capability to travel that far out. You know what I mean? So you never know. I mean, and the other thing about it is a lot of these planets have different types of minerals, materials, and things like that. And it allowed them to do things. You know what I mean? That they never used to have.
Yeah.
You know, you there? Oh, you're pausing up. Oh.
Yep.
Space is endless. You know what I mean? And that's what we don't know. We don't really know. Yeah. And we have no idea where it goes.
Look, you know, the other thing NASA has also, now that you bring that up, NASA's budget only allows them to monitor like 10% of the space. That's what their budget allows. It might have grown a little bit, but 10% of space is all that they can monitor. And that's mostly for collisions coming at Earth and stuff like that. That's what they're really monitoring. So you think about that too, right? Everybody's like, well, man, if there was something in space, NASA would have seen it by now. Not when you're only looking in 10% of the area. Space right. is right. endless. 10% yeah. of endless yeah. might seem like a lot, but it's not. You know, like what we were just talking about. I got a video I want to show real quick of what we were talking about, right? So let me add this on here.
Makers on the Hill today held a hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena, also known as UAPs, or used to be known as UFOs, amid growing public interest about potential extraterrestrial life beyond planet Earth. The committee heard testimony from three witnesses today. One was a former Navy commander. One was a former Navy pilot. Both of them claim to have seen UAPs, as well as a former intelligence officer who goes a step further, and he alleged that the government is concealing a, quote, multi-decade crash of a UAP and a retrieval program. Take a listen to more of what this person had to say.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Non-human biologics, a.k.a. alien. For its part, the Pentagon rejected those claims, saying it does not currently have, nor in the past had, any extraterrestrial materials. The hearing comes as more lawmakers are calling for increased transparency surrounding UAPs and their potential threat to national security. And both NASA and government officials have said there is no credible evidence of extraterrestrial activity here on Earth. Our congressional correspondent, Julie Serkin, has more on today's hearing. So, Julie, look, I remind people, you testified before a congressional committee. You're under oath on this front. Where does this investigation go next? Look, this is one person's sworn.
All right. So before we get into conversation, let's actually look at footage from the actual the hearing itself. Here we go.
Down to the subcommittee for the purpose of participating in today's hearing. Mr. Burchett of Tennessee, Ms. Luna of Florida, Mr. Getz of Florida, Mr. Burleson of Missouri, Mrs. Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Mr. Ogles of Tennessee.
Still be down at Eglin Air Force Base trying to get some answers. He's got an incredible legal mind. Also, I know I saw it in the crowd there, George Knapp, my buddy Jeremy Corbell. They're not witnesses, but they've provided some statements on this subject, and I seek unanimous consent to enter those statements into the record, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection.
Also, would like to enter in I understand now that this is unclassified and it's public record, but as we all know, that's sometimes difficult for the public to get a hold of. A report, Defense Intelligence reference documents, advanced space propulsion based on vacuum, space-time metric engineering, some light reading for some of our members.
Without objection.
Thank you. You know, Mr. Knapp wrote, since 1969, the position our military has been that UFOs pose no threat to national security and are not worthy of further study. I'd say that's the biggest understatement of the decade. He also goes on to talk about the dismissive attitude. It's at odds with what was revealed in documents, reports, and internal memos. And Mr. Cabral says, as he writes these words, the UFO is emerging as a major topic of global importance. I can state that as a fact. Out there, I met a fellow who came in here all the way from Denmark to be here for this meeting. So this is huge. This is worldwide. I think we suspect what's going on. But I'd also like to thank the members of Congress who have supported our...
Mr. Graves, for 5 minutes for your opening statement.
Thank you. Chairman Grothman, Ranking Member Garcia, distinguished members of the House Oversight Subcommittee on National Security, Representatives Burchett and Luna. My name is Ryan Fobbs Graves, and I'm a former F-18 pilot with a decade of service in the U.S. Navy, including two deployments in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Inherent Resolve. I have experienced advanced UAP firsthand, and I'm here to voice the concerns of more than 30 commercial aircrew and military veterans who have confided their similar encounters with me. Today, I would like to highlight three critical issues that demand our action. As we convene here, UAP are in our airspace, but they are grossly underreported. These sightings are not rare or isolated, they are routine. Military aircrew and commercial pilots, trained observers whose lives depend on accurate identification, are frequently witnessing these phenomena. The stigma attached to UAP is real and powerful and challenges national security. It silences commercial pilots who fear professional repercussions, discourages witnesses, and is only compounded by recent government claims questioning the credibility of eyewitness testimony.
Mr. Chairman, ranking members and congressmen, thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is an important issue, and I'm grateful for your time. My name is David Charles Grush. I was an intelligence officer for 14 years, both in the U.S. Air Force, both active duty Air National Guard and Reserve, at the rank of major, and most recently, from 2021 to 2025, or excuse me, 2023, at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, at the GS-15 civilian level, which is the military equivalent of a full-bird colonel. I was my agency's co-lead in unidentified anomalous phenomena and transmedium object analysis, as well as reporting to the UAP Task Force, UAPTF, and eventually, once it was established, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO. I became a whistleblower through a PPD-19 urgent concern filing in May 2022 with the Intelligence Community Inspector General. Following concerning reports from multiple esteemed and credentialed current and former military and intelligence community individuals that the U.S. government is operating with secrecy above congressional oversight with regards to UAPs. My testimony is based on information I've been given by individuals with a long-standing track record of legitimacy and service to this country. Many of whom also have shared compelling evidence in the form of photography, official documentation, and classified oral testimony to myself and many.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Congressmen, Congresswomen. I want to first thank you for the invitation to speak to the committee on the UAP topic that has been in the news for the past 6 years and seems to be continuing to gain momentum. As you know, my name is David Fravor. I'm a retired commander in the United States Navy. In 2004, I was a commanding officer of Strike Fighter Squadron 41, the world-famous Black Aces. We were attached to Carrier Wing 11, stationed on board the USS Nimitz, and had begun a two-month workup cycle off the coast of California. On this day, we were scheduled for a 2v2 air-to-air training with the USS Princeton as our control. When we launched off Nimitz, my wingman was joining up. We were told that the training was going to be suspended, and we're going to proceed with real-world tasking. As we proceeded to the west, the air controller was counting down the range to an object that we were going to, and we were unaware of what we were going to see when we arrived. The controller told us that these objects had been observed for over 2 weeks, coming down from over 80,000 feet, rapidly descending to 20,000 feet, hanging out for hours, and then going straight back up. For those who don't realize, above 80,000 feet is space. We arrived at the location at approximately 20,000 feet, and the controller called merge plot, which means that our radar blip was now in the same resolution cell as the contact. As we looked around, we noticed that we saw some white water off our right side. It's important to note that the weather on this day was as close to perfect as you could ask for off the coast of San Diego. Clear skies, light winds, calm seas, no white caps from waves. So the white water stood out in a large blue ocean. All four of us, because we were in F-18Fs, so we had pilots and Wizzo in the back seat, looked down a small, saw a white tic-tac object with a longitudinal axis pointing north-south and moving very abruptly over the water like a ping-pong ball. There were no rotors, no rotor wash, or any sign of visible control surfaces like wings. As we started clockwise towards the object, my Wizzo and I decided to go down and take a closer look with the other aircraft staying in high cover to observe both us and the tic-tac. We proceeded around the circle about 90 degrees from the start of our descent, and the object suddenly shifted its longitudinal axis, aligned it with my aircraft, and began to climb. We continued down another 270 degrees, nose low, where the tic-tac, or we continued 270 degrees, to where the, and we went nose low to where the tic-tac would have been. Our altitude at this point was about 15,000 feet, and the tic-tac was about 12,000. As we pulled nose onto the object, within about a half mile of it, it rapidly accelerated in front of us and disappeared. Our wingmen, roughly 8,000 feet above us, lost contact also. We immediately turned back to see where the white water was at, and it was gone also. So as you started to turn back towards the east, the controller came up and said, "Sir, you're not going to believe this, but that thing is at your cap point, roughly 60 miles away in less than a minute. You can calculate the speed." We returned to Nimitz. We were taking off our gear. We were talking to one of my crews that was getting ready to launch. We mentioned it to him, and they went out and luckily got the video that you see, that 90-second video. What you don't see is the radar tape that was never released, and we don't know where it's at, of the act of jamming that the object put on an APG-73 radar, and I can get into modes later if you're interested. What is shocking to us is that the incident was never investigated, none of my crew were ever questioned, tapes were never taken, and after a couple days, it turned into a great story with friends. It wasn't until 2009, till Jay Stratton had contacted me to investigate. Unbeknownst to all, he was part of the ATIP program in the Pentagon, led by Lou Elizondo. There was an unofficial report that came out that's now on the internet. Years later, I was contacted by the other pilot, Alex Dietrich, and asked if I'd been contacted, and I said no, but I'm willing to talk. I was contacted by Mr. Elizondo, and
all right, that is it right there. But man, I mean, you look at that kind of stuff. These guys go, they testify under oath. And you heard some of the testimony. The first guy says straight up, you know, the first guy that testified, the first pilot, there's stuff there all the time that go unreported. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to wonder if a little bit of it is there things being held back from the general public because of fear, but then you wonder, I don't know. I feel like government likes to induce fear. I don't know. I just don't know, you know, when you look at this kind of stuff, what the bigger plan of it is, you know what I mean? Or is there something out there that we're just, you know, and I mean, who knows, man? I mean, we don't seem to have the capabilities as much as they do. Obviously they can move differently than us. There's, you know, they have abilities that we don't have.
So there's a guest, Joe Rogan's latest podcast, and you talk about conspiracy theory. All right, I always believe the truth. When you find the truth between two sides, it lies somewhere in the middle, right? Well, this theory is nowhere near the middle, but I'm going to tell you. So one of their theories is that the reason we're seeing so much activity is because we're cattle. And they come down and they harvest souls, because souls have all of your life experiences and everything built into it. And they put us on here to reproduce and become their endless food source or whatever they do with souls, you know? So I'm not that far left, but you know, I'm also not that far right to say, there's nothing. It's all bullshit, right?
Yeah. So, you know, a theory that I kind of, this is just me drawing my own conclusions, is what if they're here to collect elements that they lack in their planets, but they have the ability to come here and collect it? I mean, and who knows, maybe they have, you know, stuff that gives them ability to fly and do all the aeronautical stuff that's inhumane to us. Like, there's no way you could put us in one of those spacecrafts and go back, boom, and then without us knocking out and bleeding out from our, you know, our nose and our eyeballs, you know?
Let's take that a little bit further. Let's say they're not coming here. Let's say they've always been here. So you go all the way back to, you know, the Egyptian pyramids. There's a lot of those same types of drawings and you know, oversized men or objects, you know, that are kind of faceless, that it appears that they were talking to or working with or working for or something, you know. So there's always been that conspiracy about the Egyptian pyramids that, you know, they were made by aliens and stuff like that. But I don't know why they would mutilate cattle, but you know, at the end of the day, I mean, beef is important, man, but at the end of the day, that is completely plausible. You know, let's say, you know, that where they're at, where their home is say in the ocean somewhere.
Right.
There's look, you know, we haven't seen everything in space, but we also haven't found everything in the ocean either. You know, there's places that we can't get to still.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so let's say what we're seeing is just them coming out to do whatever it is they're doing, you know, but they're not coming from space.
And is it now that we have more of the technology to capture it, or is it more that we have the technology to replicate it?
Both.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. Cause you got the fake, you got the people out there that are the fakers and stuff like that too. But you know, it seems like the government, based on the testimony I heard, started acknowledging it at some point in time at 1969.
Yeah.
So it seemed like it took a while for the actual government to say, you know what? Yeah, there is some other stuff out there.
Can I throw my conspiracy theory out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So
my conspiracy theory of why we're starting to see this and why the government's so involved. I do wholeheartedly believe that there is a program that is being ran, that is manipulating government budgets. You know, you order a $50 hammer, 35 of those dollars goes to the black state and the rest goes towards the regular budget, and they siphon money off to fund it. And nobody knows, right? Let's say that program isn't just United States wide. Let's say that is worldwide. So now you're talking about an agency that is worldwide, right? Why is it that it's coming up in the government now? Because government people want power. They want power. Somebody has more power than they have. And it's now a dick-sizing contest because somebody's got something I want. There's somebody out there who's got something more than me. We need to take that. That's supposed to be ours. They should work for us. And I do feel like in the background, the whole, we got to let the people know this is all about, you know, making things transparent. And there, when has anything in the government ever been transparent? It's filled full of languages and shit that the average person gets frustrated and just throws the damn book down, you know? So I do believe that's why we're seeing it now with the government, because there is something that the government doesn't know about, or at least the figureheads in the government, you know, don't know about it. And I think that's what they want to know is, let's say it does exist. Again, now imagine what you could accomplish. You know, they're talking about there's technology out there with generators that you know, don't need fuel, period. And have the capability, they're the size of a old desktop computer running the whole house.
You know, and you got to think about it too, man. And this is kind of goes along with what Granny Lisa said, too much technology tied easy now. And so, yep. And I mean, I think that's the other thing with technology, man. It can, you know, it helps, but it hinders us as well. And the ability to put stuff out there that ain't real is easy now. And it's easy to replicate things. It's easy to make things look like they're a certain way. You know, yeah. So that's what makes things a lot harder. You know what I mean? But you know what? The only thing here is how far back you can go and trace first sightings. You know, where they got, yeah. You know, carvings in the dang stone in the wall of stuff. You know what I mean? And so that part right there always makes me think, well, sheesh. You know, at some point in time, there was an acknowledgement of something different, you know, and like I said, for it to be such a huge universe, it's hard for me to wrap around to think, yeah, we're the only ones, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm about to fucking blast you with something. So grab your fucking swimming trunks. We're fixing to dive head first into this hole, right? So a different conspiracy, not really a conspiracy theory, but an argument among scientists, right? And I'll bring it back to aliens here in a second. So just work with me, right? Is that the Earth is much older than what we think, right? And they have found evidence of that to prove that the Earth is much older than what we've been documenting. Things that we thought was X was actually Z, you know? So there's also evidence, right? If you take the pyramids, right? And you look at how these pyramids were all built. And then you can go to other continents and see the exact same methods that was used to build, right? Cuts that would require tools. So there is a theory out there that the cave type mindset is way older than what we thought, and that there was a time where we were a lot more intelligent than we are now, right? But then something happened on Earth and all that was gone because of a meteorite or something hit the Earth and everybody died off, right? And life had to start all over again. So, you know, we could actually be the part two of a book. You know, there could have been a full book already wrote, and the technology could have been way more advanced than we have now. And maybe they were already working with aliens.
Yeah. And, you know, let me caveat to that a little bit and think about it. We are at the mercy of the people before us. So whatever stories that are told to us by the past,
yeah,
or what we have to go by,
yeah,
you know what I mean. And so that throughout years, it just like Bible and things of that nature, the Bible is written in different ways. It's the multiple ways and stuff like that, and interpreted different ways. Same thing here. Okay, you know, everything gets told basically how it wants to be told or whatnot. So you could put that kind of conspiracy theory in there as well. Is it something that is written that way because that's the way they want us to think about it?
It's possible. I mean, you know, that's another conspiracy theory. You know, when you start getting into the Bible, and you know, some people say that the Bible is just the largest hoax that's ever lived. You know,
probably another show.
Yeah, but that kind of goes back to what you were saying. You know, we only know what people wrote before us,
right?
You know? And some of that is lost because, you know, you have to take somebody of today trying to translate from languages that was wrote back then. You know, it's not like there's, you know, a caveman teacher that can say, no, you're mispronouncing that, it's actually this, you know. So it's a learning process as well. So we don't have any way just to say, yes, they're there or not. But that one part about the Earth being much older, I wish I could think of the name of the documentary. I should have brought it with for the show, but he's got some really good points, man. And you start just do the math on how many years, right, it would have took to build those pyramids.
Right.
You know, we're talking about people with no tools. So they're having to use horses to move them. They're having to use like levers and shit to try to get them up on something to move them. And then they're using pulleys and people pulling. Come on, man.
Yeah.
How do you get them perfect? I mean, perfect. And then they used one type of stone for certain areas, another type of stone for another areas. And then you go to another continent where pyramids were built. And there's no documented way that these two civilizations talked back then based off our, you know, because this is way before anybody ever explored the ocean and so forth. Right. So if that's the case, how did they know to do it exactly the same way that these guys did?
Right.
You know, I mean, it is very convincing. And I look, science is one of those things that the theory is only true until it's disproved.
Right.
You know? So, and so, the other thing people don't know is there's a lot of money invested in being right when you put something out.
Yep. So
you have to fight hard to disprove it.
So let's go look at some of the alien movies that we've watched throughout the years as well. And you know, like I said, aliens have always been a part of at least American culture. So let's take a look. So that right there are some of the movies that we have seen here in America. Now, it's funny how we as Americans sometimes view it. You got like the ET side, which is the nice alien. And then you got the aliens side, which that movie, they're just sitting there wanting to blood suck and kill every, you know, human around them. Yeah. So it's just funny how we've built it up, and there's different movies with both sides. You know what I mean? They're either friendly guys or they want to kill us and take over, you know, the universe.
Have you heard of a Skinwalker Ranch?
I don't think so.
So
Signs is a good one. Signs is another good movie that they did with Mel Gibson.
So Skinwalker Ranch, right? Was bought with a guy that was doing studies on aliens, right? And it's a working ranch. It goes back to what Granny Kraft was saying about mutilated cows and stuff like that, because it would happen quite a bit on their property. Well, another guy bought it. And he bought it with the intent to disprove that there's alien activity, right? And he had some people that wanted to go do some research. He went with them. And on that particular day, the owner, right, claims that he encountered three different things that happened that changed his beliefs, right? Now, prior to that, the surveyors were surveying the land and caught photos of spaceships, right? And so he still didn't believe it until the day that he went on to the ranch that he had bought, right? They went up into this area on the property. There's three different buildings. And long story short, it's now became a huge place for people to come to do studies about aliens. And there's been over 50 different sightings from different people that talk about things that they encountered while they were there. You know, I can't vouch for that person. You know, when you start making documentaries, you know, now it has it just become a money thing to get people to come and see it, right? But there's a documentary on it in Netflix, and he was on the Sean Ryan podcast, and that's how I learned about him. You know, he seems sincere. He claims that, you know, 100% of every dollar that ranch has made goes back into the science to try to get to the bottom of it, to find out, you know, was people getting sick and stuff, and feeling oozy from something that's just, you know, magnetic pull in that specific spot, or, you know, they're trying to figure out why and what happened, you know. Things like their phones would go from fully charged to dead in just minutes. They seen, multiple people has seen, unidentified flying objects come through. Granny says that he showed records of the money trail to prove that he's not making any money off of it, you know? So again, I don't know, you know, you really just don't know until you see it with your own eyes at the end of the day. I mean, there's nothing anybody's going to be able to say to 100% convince you. And I don't think, honestly, anybody at 100% knows.
Yeah.
You know,
so, but I do think there's something. I think this is a good chance, a good opportunity. Here's some of the documented movies that came out where these are actually encounters. These movies were based on true encounters. So those were some of the actual documented stories that were based off of an encounter, and then those last two pictures were actual footages of stuff that they captured on video back a long time ago. So,
you know, another thing too, you know, with our upgraded radar system that's actually picking stuff up now, you know, before all they could see is what they seen with their own eyes, because the radars wasn't picking them up, right? But when you talk about something that went from 80,000 feet to 20,000 feet in a matter of a second, that kind of force on a human body, you would be
dead. Liquid. Yeah, yeah, you'd just implode.
Yep.
Type of thing. Pressure.
Even if it's something that's not alien, it's something that we have, right? Is it unmanned? Or is the technology manipulating gravity to the point where it doesn't feel it around itself, you know? So, at the end of the day, that commander's not going to lie, you know? And at no time have I ever heard him say that what he's seen was aliens, you know?
No, yeah,
he doesn't know what it was that he's seen.
Right. It's just something that he's never seen before, and it did things that were beyond human capabilities.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, you got to wonder too, like, are these dudes sitting here trying to study us? You know, are they just trying to study us and eventually decide what they want to do? Or, I mean, that's kind of the thing too, that you got to wonder.
Well, let's say that they are just kind of observing Earth as maybe a potential place that they may have to move to. I mean, you know, you got Elon looking at trying to habitat Mars. You know, what's to say that there isn't other places out there, right? So you go back in history. I don't know about you, but if you read history, historically, the underdeveloped civilization didn't fare too well when somebody else wanted their property. I mean, I don't know. You can ask the Indians, but when we came, what happened, right? So you look at some of the other countries that took over European countries. You know, how much did Greece own before they finally fell? So let's kind of do the math here. Historically, if that's the same scenario, if it's not, you know, little green people, but it's another form of life that's just more advanced than us, we may be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, man. I mean, that's the thing. It's hard to wrap your head around it. Like, what would be some of the purposes of them coming here? You know, resources, or definitely, maybe it's a possible them trying to scope out, you know, maybe they know something about their planet that we don't know, that they're just trying to relocate somewhere. You know, there's so many different things and different ways to think about it. But I, you know, once again, I just come down to the point of, the universe is entirely too big for us to be the only ones, and for us to think that we're the only people that exist, or we're the only type of living, you know, type of things that can think, or I don't know. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around it when the universe is to a point that we can't even reach it. And like you just said, man, we're like skimming around 10%. That, you know, that leaves a big number. And that's the same thing when it goes to the ocean, man. When these people are doing, you know, going down and seeing, they're finding new creatures all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a lot of things that we still don't know. We don't know everything. And even though mankind has been around for a long time, we're still learning. You know what I mean? There's stuff they're learning, like, that we always were taught in school, that didn't happen that way. You know what I mean? Or, you know, we were just told that, you know, it's just like, whoa, all right.
I got the answer, man. I just took what you said and it came to me. And no, it's not the bourbon. I got it. So what I said before is the case. There was way more advanced technology. They seen something was going to happen to Earth, and they evacuated. So we got humans on another planet way out there somewhere. And now that the damage has been fixed, they came back and they started repopulating us and letting us redevelop so that we didn't know about the past. That's it, man. I got it. It's not aliens.
You know, maybe it's our own people coming back, man.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that's always interesting is, and this is probably this is a whole nother conspiracy, but time travel type stuff, you know, and the whole thing, if they have speed capabilities, are they able to time lapse? You know, are they able, have they found a time hole or something, as a matter of fact, in the universe? It's just, it's hard to, yeah. And like even Granny says right here, different dimension. Exactly. I mean, there can be, but we haven't been able to, and at least the current humans here, we haven't figured out how to get into these different dimensions. Well, you know, I mean, people are toying with it and bending time and stuff like that. But I don't know, man.
That is another theory that's out there. There's theories that they walk among us, but they operate on a different frequency that doesn't allow us to see them, you know, and they can change from one frequency to another to enter our dimension, you know, if you want to call it a dimension. And I mean, that's possible.
It is a possibility. I've always thought, you know, in that is a whole conspiracy theory, I guess I've thought of in my own head, is the possibility of either A, and hear me out on this one, but maybe when people pass, you know, and their souls go somewhere else, maybe some of them are coming back, and you know what I mean, and it's a different form. You know, I don't know. It's just it there's different. I mean, I guess with aliens and that stuff, you can really open up a huge web of shit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? So, and I don't know that it's hard for me. You can't really just say, no, that's not true. No, that's wrong. You know, because there's a lot of things that I think people are like, always think they're 100% on it and they've been proven wrong before. You know what Absolutely. I mean? So.
Absolutely. You know, And that goes back to money. I mean, that's what I was just talking about with yep. scientists. You know, when you start documenting and you put your name on something that this is what you learned with your tests and your hypothesis, and people spent millions of dollars on these researches, and then somebody comes along and says, what are you talking about? The Earth's way older than that. Here, look at these rocks. Look at this. And he starts throwing these things out there. Well, of course, you know, the next thing you want to do is bring up, you know, any dirt you can find on that person, because you want him to go away, because you don't want to be discredited, because now your whole life, we're talking about scientists that work on one thing for their whole life, you know, and then you get that far and then you're now 70 and somebody comes along and say you're a quack. Well, now you're irrelevant. So that's where it makes it hard, you know, to decipher the truth. You know, does somebody have an agenda that they're trying to protect?
Right. And I mean, and where that comes into play is technology.
Yeah.
And I mean, who would have thought back in the day, bro, that you could put everything in a phone like this and operate, you could pay your bills. You could turn off lights in your house. You could control the air from your phone. I mean, in your home, you know what I mean? Who would have thought that would have been a thing, you know what I mean? And the capabilities that this little tiny thing has in it.
Nobody. And I can prove it. You know why? How many times have you seen cell phone type technology in any of the Star Wars? Because when those shows first came out, that was their version of what the future was going to hold.
Yeah.
You know, they had lifesavers, but they didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Granny, that's probably another good conspiracy, to be honest with you, in general, is population control, you know? And that's another thing.
There's another show.
It's a whole thing for me is to be concerned, are we being conditioned to believe something for a bigger reason? You know, that's the only thing that scares me about getting into something, is to go down and for them to say, hey, looky over here, as we're doing this over here, you know, because that happens a lot, man, in our governmental world. You know what I mean? So they could be riding this whole wave of like, oh, they believe in aliens. Yeah, they do. Let's fucking do some shit. We got some capabilities. We can make some stuff. Look at the drones that they got, man. I've seen shows where they take hundreds of little drones and they all do stuff, man. And they spell stuff in the air. You know what I mean? Like in unison, you know? So it's crazy to think that there's all these things out there, bro. Like, and that's the thing that it hurts us in human race wise is, there's so much stuff out there. If you're not actually going and flipping and doing research on yourself, flipping rocks and going and doing the investigation for yourself, you could get led down the wrong path of wrong misinformation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you can take, and I'm not trying to go into another conspiracy theory, but China has just recently done exactly what you're talking about with cryptocurrency. You know, they kept trying their damnedest. Let's ban Bitcoin. That's bad stuff. You guys can't have that. That's, you know, fraudulent bullshit. Meanwhile, China was buying up as much Bitcoin as they could, right? Well, now China's like, well, okay, here's our digital currency now. You can use our digital currency.
Right.
Right. But how many people did they convince that Bitcoin was bad? It, don't own it or you'll die. And it left other people to buy it and hold it or whatever, you know. And that time, that same thing has been going on for years, you know. The misinformation about electricity when we burned oil, you know.
Well, it's mind conditioning, you know. Yep. It's them conditioning our mind to believe what they want to believe. That's the part of the theories that make me a little bit more of the reluctant to go to full swing with something, is because is there a reason, like, they've been, you know, conditioning us for years and years to believe, you know, about aliens, and this is what they look like. They're in flying saucers, you know, or they're every one of their UFOs is always rounded, you know. They describe the same green looking guy with the bug eyes and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, I'm one of those people, man. There's enough evidence out there that there's something else out there. But right. Is that us playing tricks on ourselves too? Is that a whole other entity out there that's out there to mind fudge us all?
Look, just like Granny said, with the technology that's out there, if you wanted people to go down that path, like what you're talking about, you have to be extravagant. You would have to build your own flying saucer. You would have to create these things for multiple people to see so that you can have collaborating statements that kind of match and people go together. And then people are in their whole head. It must be true, because I heard it from that guy. I heard it from that guy. It matches what I seen, you know, and it would, you'd have to, with technology nowadays, you would have to be that extravagant.
Well, you know what's crazy though is, and they've been doing this in film for a long time, man, is making small little models that look like they're real, and based on just the camera angles and the lighting and everything they got, they can make it all look real. You know, I mean, like another conspiracy theory that we'll be talking about. As we go down the rabbit hole, it brings us down other holes. Is landing on the moon and everything else. Everybody's always talked about that. Is that, you know, they say there's been green screens and things of that nature, and that part's not real, and that they're in machines and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's hard with all the, there's good information out there and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and that's what clogs it all up, man. And so you really got to do a lot of your independent research. Yeah. In order for you to get down in the path that you need to be down. Because I'll tell you what, I've been down some rabbit holes that got caved in. You know what I mean? Like, going down the hole like the fucking white rabbit, you know. Just to find out, man, I get down the hole and I'm like, oh, it's caving in. This is not a real hole. You know what I mean? So I always got to tread lightly with a lot of it. And yep. Some of it, they try to cave the hole in to make you think that that is not a real thing. And then you come to find out later, like, oh, my gosh, they caved that hole in. But it's not. It's just someone that was shitting on that because it wasn't fitting that narrative.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it's one of those things, man. You know, there's so many conspiracy theories out there. Some of them hold a lot more weight than others. You know, and it's hard to go against the amount of evidences that there is out there now. But is it to the degree that some people say, here's the little green guy?
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, even the most recent encounter that they had, I think it was in either New Mexico or Texas, where I don't know if you've seen it with they caught it on the cop's camera, like his camera, and they seen the ship land. And then the guy goes out to go check it out. Obviously, he has a cell phone on him. We have so many cell phones, so I don't know how you don't get footage of this. something lands in your backyard, you're not going to grab your damn camera. You know, he grabbed it to call the 911. So he calls 911 and says that you're like 8 feet or something, like just big people. You know, he didn't really get into too much detail about them. But, you know, it's stories like that, you know, and then they're very lacking a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, all I know is I agree with you. How come there hasn't been a lot more phone video footage caught? Because I know if Jimmy John took a swing at one of the police officers that pulled him over,
right, man,
there would be 550 video clips of what happened, right? So you can't even tell me that somebody's seeing aliens, they're not thinking to pull out their phone. I don't even buy that shit. But
yeah, not at all.
Know, at the end of the day, you know, I do think the first step you have to take before you start evaluating any conspiracy theory is, are you somebody that can think for yourself, or do you need somebody else to think for you?
Right.
Because just like you said, man, if you're not careful, if you're not questioning every side, and you know, when you come up with something, become your own devil's advocate and start, don't try to prove it, try to disprove it, you know?
Yep.
And that becomes even more important, because otherwise, just like you said, if I'm a follower and I don't lead, man, you're going to be taking a lot of side. You're going to be digging sideways, and you're not going down. You're digging sideways. They're taking you where they want you to go.
Yep.
You know, that's
the thing, man. You got to be careful. You got to be careful because there's people out there that have an agenda or have a narrative, and you know, they know that you know, we got to the level of, we don't want to do the work ourselves. We'd rather take someone else's work for granted. Like, so we don't go and do that independent research. You know, we're like, I'm going to rely on this person right here, you know, for the information.
And I'm only going to listen for 3 minutes.
Right. And so when you get down that path, man, you know, you're going on the credibility of someone else. And you don't know sometimes what their agenda is. And some of these people are clout chasers. Some people are out there. It's crazy how many fake videos I'll see, like in terms of veteran military ones, and I'll identify it, like, man, that's not even real. But people are buying into it because they don't realize how the real uniform looks or whatever. But it's, you know, that's the thing about it, man, is there's so many clout chasers out there. They're willing to go out there. Oh, we spotted this, you know, like, okay, well, all you guys have cell phones, and I know all of you have them on you. You know what I mean? Because everybody go out to dinner nowadays. Everybody's sitting there; they got their cell phones with them. I mean, it's within hands distance.
Yep.
There's news reporters everywhere. So you know, that's the thing, is I got to start seeing more of some of that hard evidence too. You know, when it comes to your story.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, there's that conspiracy theory that, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that stuff was paid by the government to do all these protests and everything else, right? So what's to say that all these people in Congress right now that are testifying weren't paid to
hand the script?
Yeah.
And handed a script. I mean, you saw them all reading directly, basically from a paper.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, bro, but it's hard because you never know when you're being, someone's trying to get you off their track or off their trail, so to speak. Yeah. When people get to be on their trail, they're like, oh, we need to start throwing out about 10 other fake ass stories out there to make sure that we get our attention off of the real story. You know what I mean?
And you know, I'll be honest, man, you've seen that time and time again, you know, with the government, you know, they will throw some shade out there to try to divert your attention. You know,
it's been shown, it's been proven in the world that there's fake propaganda, even from the news medias. And I think in 2016, or I forgot, no, maybe it was a little bit earlier than that, when they passed that they can have propaganda is okay here in the U.S. So, you know, these fake stories and stuff. I posted a little clip that I had found on, I think it was TikTok, to the conspiracy page. Mm-hmm. And man, that alien kind of looks fake to me. I mean, that's the thing that I'm talking about, is they put out there, and you could tell the video edited stuff, because I'm getting pretty familiar with now video editing and stuff myself, and seeing the abilities that I have. So, like, you know, some of them are just so outlandish, but that's where it starts throwing you off the trail, man.
Yep.
You know, is when you see these fake ass things, because someone out there is trying to capitalize on a story that everybody's like, oh, they saw an alien, you know.
I do have one desire, though. If if anybody from Congress is listening and all of this is legit, can we find out if anal probing was a real thing? Because I don't know that I want to be their friends if that shit was a real thing, you know. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I've watched one of those. I've actually watched several of those documentaries, those encounters, and some of them were pretty horrifying, man. They were like dissecting them and stuff while they're sitting on the table. I'm like, that doesn't sound fun, man. Imagine some dude with some long green, like green little hand, like, man, I'd have a heart attack on the table. Like, send me back to Jesus or something, man. I'm done.
I mean, how friendly does ET look when he's holding a probe? That's all I'm saying. That boy got big fingers.
ET was probably one of my favorite movies back in the day, man. I think, you know, that was one of the times where they got you to kind of fall in love with the alien, you know, and oh, he loves Reese's Pieces, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you can see his heart, man. His heart's warming.
ET.
Yeah, man. I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, everybody has to make their own decisions. But, you know, for me, these types of conversations are just fun, man. It allows you to bring back a little bit of your child imagination, and you get to play the, well, what if game, you know?
Right. You know, and that's the thing, man. It's kind of fun to have it talk about, but you know where it's getting interesting is when the government starts playing with you too, and they start throwing out there all the stuff that they're throwing out, man. You know what I mean? It's like really starting to freaking throw you out there.
How bad would that be? I'm now in Groundhog's Day, except I'm going to get dissected every day.
This is a torture, man. It's Groundhog Day of being tortured by aliens. Hey. Nah,
what
man.
What are you taking me to? Your anus.
That's great, man.
You know,
but go ahead. What?
I was going to say, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, I do believe there has to be other life out there. You know, when they start talking about, you know, other places, you know why Elon wants to habitat Mars, right? As a backup plan, like a bug out location, because it's the only other planet that we know of that has water, air, an atmosphere. It has, it's Earth with a little bit different qualities. So, I mean, everybody says, well, no, there can't be any other life out there. We would have seen it by now. Well, at the end of the day, we don't even have to leave our solar system to find out that there's another planet that does have the ability to create bacteria and things like that. Right? So how is it that it's not possible that one day life exists on Mars?
Yeah, I'm with you, Donald, you know, I'm in the middle on this one when it comes to aliens. You know, I don't think that we're the only ones in this whole entire universe. The universe is too big, and like I said, it's to a point that we can't even explore. It's so big. So I do think that there is stuff out there. We just don't know what it is. We don't know what kind of life form it is. We don't know that kind of stuff. I think that, yeah, we've all portrayed this is what it looks like, you know, but I think that that's us, you know, just like anything else we like to do. We like to make, you know, our imagination comes to life. And so.
Well, I mean, look, nobody makes the front papers by saying, I think there's more out there, but I've never seen it, but please interview me. So, I mean, they have to bring the story out, you know, it's, I seen a light, but reality was I seen a saucer with little green guys and everything else. You know, my uncle was anal probed and off to Uranus they went. And, you know, that's the story that gets put out there. But the truth was they seen a flashing light.
You know, I kind of got a question with Tritton, with what Tritton says, kind of. What if you had an opportunity and a mothership came down, man? It was like, hey, come on with us, man. Come in. You want to come check out our stuff? Would you jump on that mothership, dude?
I was taught at a very young age, don't take candy from a stranger. I don't like Reese's. I don't like anal probes. I ain't taking that chance.
You know, I could just see him being all nice and befriending you and then like, yeah, come on in. You know what I mean? And all the guys back there like, stupid earthlings, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, some guy's like, hey man, want some bourbon? Candy. Mom didn't say I couldn't take.
Yeah, they're all dingling drinks in front of you. Like, come on, guy. We know what you guys like. We've been watching you for a while. Yeah. Oh man. Thank you, Granny. We appreciate you guys coming in and watching us. And that goes along with everybody else that has popped in. Trenton, we appreciate you coming in. I saw Brian in here. Derek Thompson, my cousin Jeremy, Valve, Joel, Chris, all you guys. We just appreciate you guys coming on in. This was our first show. We thought aliens would be a good one. Next Friday, we got an event we're going to be at, both of us, so we're not going to make it next Friday. But the following Friday after that, we're going to talk about ghosts. That's our next you know, one that we're going to talk about, good conspiracy theories on ghosts and spirits and things of that nature. If you guys keep on tuning in with us, you guys will find that we're going to make this a fun show. We're going to have some videos in here. We're going to make it interactive. You guys are more than welcome to chime in, let us know how you're thinking, all that stuff. And we're going to have some fun. And it will even, a matter of fact, if there's some, you know, maybe some conspiracy theories out there that you guys like and you're interested in, shoot them to us. Let us know, you know, let us know what interests you and what kind of things you guys would like to see out there. And, hey, we'll go down that rabbit hole.
Absolutely. You know, one little plug real quick. The event he's talking about is Hero Stock. Any of you guys that like music, you like cornhole, and you like a good time, if you're anywhere near Ashland, Nebraska, Saturday, September 9th is a free event. Y'all come out. If you can't come out, you can check any of my pages. I know that for a fact. But our website, anywhere, I'm going to live stream as much of it as I can. And hopefully y'all at least get to hear the music and see the event and so forth. But great event. That's where we're going to be. Come out and say hi, shake our hands, have a drink.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
If you guys would like to email me, email me and Donald, you can email us and hit us up and tell us what kind of conspiracy theories are out there that you would like to hear. I'll tell you one that I'm kind of down the hole a little bit right now is, yes, it is a veteran event. And first responders and family members. But the rabbit hole I've been kind of going down is the whole fire in Hawaii. And so that is a good one that I think that we will be venturing down at some point in time. And but anyways, is there anything else, Donald, you want to say, brother, before we head out, man?
No, man, I had a great time. I'm looking forward to the ghost because, I'm you know, before we said left and right, man, I am all the way left on that one, buddy. I'm a believer. I'm a witnesser.
A witnesser. Well, hell, man, I'm excited to have that one, and that's going to be a good one for me too, because that's another one. As from the time you're a little kid growing up, man, you always the ghost stories and yep. things of that nature, and everybody, there's always counts and stuff, you know. And that's another thing. I hope here in the future we can start having some guests who've maybe had some real experiences. Maybe you've encountered aliens. Maybe you've encountered ghosts.
In 2 weeks, you know, you're fixing to have one.
Yeah. So.
I ain't playing. That shit's real.
Yeah, man. But I can't wait to go over that one. But hey, I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend. And we'll see you guys in a couple weeks with the next one in Ghost. And like I said, thank you all for tuning in and watching us.
Absolutely, man.
Have a great one.